Appreciate everybody's flexibility tonight to try to accommodate different stakeholders. So we're in the eighth parak, the final parak, the second Mishnah. Ochol kikoseves agasa kamoa v'chargarinasa v'ashosim lo lugmav chayav chola ochol mitzarfin lachoteves klamashkin mitzarfin lo lugmav ochol v'shosa in mitzarfin. So, you know, we all know that on Yom Kippur you can't eat or drink, except that's not really accurate. It's not what the Torah says. The Torah never says that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur. The Torah says that there's a chiyuv of inoy, there's a chiyuv of affliction. And what's really so fascinating about this is that once the Torah takes it away from the formal halakhic definition of achila and shasiyah, eating and drinking, so that opens up both the kula and the chumra, both the leniency and the stringency. Because to violate the prohibition of eating on Yom Kippur, again, we say chatzi shir aser min haTorah, so even an infinitesimal amount is a violation of the Torah, but in terms of achilas yom ha-kippurim, to be chayev kares, so you have to eat the amount that would undo the inoy. That's something the Gemara calls yisuve daite, that it has to be satiating. So it's actually more than the standard regulation amount. Normally you have to eat an olives worth, a kezias, right? So this is actually kakoseves. It's somewhere between a kezias and a kebetza. On the other hand, in halacha, generally speaking, the shear of shasiya is always a revius. A revius halog. There's always different opinions about how much that is. Let's say 3.3 fluid ounces, according to some views. But here, it's actually less than that, because drinking less than that can be refreshing, right? Even drinking a smaller amount, so it's malo lugmav. So very often, you have people who have different health situations prior to Yom Kippur, and they call, as they do every year, and we say, okay, this is how much you can eat within a 9-minute period of time. Bichdei achilas pras, that's for Rashi, it's the amount of time that you would eat 4 eggs, half a loaf, and for the Rambam, it's 3 eggs. But be that as it may, so you have to measure it out. So each person's cheek contains, or can contain a different amount, so you have them drink a liquid and push it all to one side, and that's the amount that they're allowed to have every 9 minutes. So again, all foodstuffs add up, and all liquids add up, but foods and liquids do not add up. So you could have, what I would tell people to do is if, you know, they're really in a situation where they're trying very hard, we'll get to some of the details in just a moment, they're trying very hard to keep at least this sense of Yom Kippur, of the Shiurim, so I tell them, you know, you could like space it out in such a way that every 4.5 minutes you're doing something, right? Because the Achila and Shasiyah isn't Mitzarif, it's about every 9 minutes. Is the typical way that we translate Bichdei Achilas Pras. So every 4.5 minutes, if you have a little bit to drink, every 4.5 minutes, you have a little bit to eat, see that it actually adds up. You wouldn't think about it as a normal meal, but it's actually more than enough to really be sustaining of a person. So, Achol v'shasa behalim echad enu chayev alachatas achas. Let's say you didn't know it was Yom Kippur, or you knew it was Yom Kippur, but you didn't realize that Yom Kippur was prohibited in eating and drinking, so you only chayev one korban chatas. That's part of the same violation of Yom Kippur. Achila and Shasiyah aren't considered different. However, achal v'asa malacha chayev shtei chataos. So if you, without either realizing it's Yom Kippur, you know it's Yom Kippur, but you didn't realize that you weren't allowed to eat or drink or to do malacha, that's two different chataos because it comes from two psukim. Now, Effie's giving me a look. He's wondering, why do you even have to say this? Of course, it's two different chataos. It's two completely different violations. But if you look in the Rambam very carefully, in Hilchos Shvisas Asor, the Rambam actually puts them together. The Rambam says that the term Shabbos, Shabbason actually implies that there's cessation from malacha, like we have on Shabbos, from creative labor, and there's also cessation from all bodily activities. So actually, there's an overarching theme called Shabbason. So you might have thought, actually, these integrate together, just like Achila and Shasiya, maybe Achila, Shasiya, and malacha. It's really a remarkable kind of a possibility. Okay, what happens if a person eats things that aren't really fit to eat? Achal ochlin shen aruyin leachil eshas amashkin shen aruyin leshtia v'shas tzir amoryas pater. So you haven't violated Yom Kippur, certainly not at the level of kares. Again, as we spoke about before, achatzi shir is asr min haTorah, even according to the Reish Lakish, by Yom Kippur. So even eating an infinitesimal amount can represent a significant problem, you know, as far as this is concerned. But in the final analysis, one hasn't violated karis. I just wanted to clarify one thing. You know, when is it that people should eat shiurim? So there's two schools of thought. One group of Rishonim says, if you have somebody who's a cholim mesukan, they're in danger, so rather than have them go, you know, and eat whatever they want, so let them first try to eat shiurim. The other school of thought, which is the interpretation of the Rambam, of the Magen Mishnah and Reb Chaim Brisk, is that once somebody is a chola misukan, you don't play around ever at all, zero. You go treat it like it's a regular Tuesday. It has nothing to do with Yom Kippur anymore. Now it's a chumra in pikuach nefesh. The only time that we use shiurim is when somebody right now is not a chola misukan, but there is a chance that you know that things could. Things could deteriorate to the point where they might be a chola misukan, but right now they're not. So for that, there's shiurim. That was Reb Chaim's interpretation. Reb Chaim felt so strongly about this. This is such a. It gives you an insight into the Brisker approach. The Reb Chaim told his son Reb Moshe when he became his first rabbanus. He said he gave him rishus. He said you have permission to paskin however you want. I gave you smicha. I'm telling you smicha today is netilas rishus about permission. You can paskin however you want, b'chol ha'Torah kula. But you have no right to paskin against me when it comes to my view of achila on Yom Kippur. That if somebody's a chola mesukah and you don't play around with shiurim, you must let them have whatever they need to have, whatever the doctors are saying that they need to have. This was the tradition of Reb Chaim, and he was totally uncompromising on this point. And as he famously said, it's not a leniency with respect to Shabbos. It's not a leniency with respect to Yom Kippur. It's a chumrah in the area of the Torah. We have to be most careful. He was uncompromising, you know, on this point. And that, of course, is a tradition that I was raised in. So again, anytime we're dealing with somebody who is already a chola misukan, we're talking about a safek nefashos, we say, Osin lo kol tzarko, whatever they need in terms of malachos, in terms of eating. When you have somebody who's not a chola misukan, but God forbid, you know, the fast might bring them to a more precarious point, that's a time to discuss, you know, shiurim and the like. Each case has to be treated, you know, very seriously and separately. Have to have doctors that you trust, and we'll talk much more about that, God willing, moving forward, and the challenge of doctors, you know, who don't take it seriously, and they're mezalzel, and they say, oh, you know, anybody should break their fast. It's a whole different story. But good from doctors, you know, Yirei Shamayim are just honest people. Even if they're non-Jews, you can trust them, but they're, you know, telling you an honest story. So that, God willing, we'll get to tomorrow when we talk about, you know, medical guidance on Yom Kippur. Okay. Everybody have a good night.